I'd like to see about 3,000 or 4,000 teddy bears out there. It'd be great.
I was very impressed with Fairbanks. I know you didn't probably get a chance to
see it,
but they, in the intermission, they really had a good showing for that, and it was kind of neat. By the way, that'll be the first intermission, I believe, on Friday night when they do that.
Oh, yeah. So. They'll get it all teed up and let you know when to, you know, I'm sure they'll have a countdown on everything, but it's a great promotion, and I wish we could do more in that, but this will be fun.
And another big thing happening, do you want to tell everybody about the big sale that's coming
up? No, we're, you know, this being our last series before Christmas, and, you know, we're going to have a flash sale, I guess, online. So starting on Wednesday, I believe it's 8:30, Dirk.
11:30 to 5:30, yep.
11:30 to 5:30, yeah. So they'll have a flash sale, and they'll have reduced cost. I believe it's $12 for adult reserve tickets and $5 for any youth. So
that's right.
It's a great deal, and to see, like I said, two top 10 teams going at it, and the hockey's going to be great. I mean, Duluth's a good skating team, so you're going to see hockey, I think, in its purest form, and with some good skills, some good skating, and a lot of excitement. So those are great prices, so I'd encourage everybody come Wednesday, if you haven't already got your tickets, get them, and you'll see one heck of a series.
Yeah, and again, it's only from the hours between 11:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the afternoon for Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Again, adult reserve seats drop down to $12. Great price there. And, of course, $5 youth reserve seats. So no reason not to bring the whole family. We're going to have wonderful weather. I mean,
it's going to be a great weekend for hockey. And there shouldn't be too much going on. And you can either do that online or call the central ticket office. So so that's fantastic. You don't even have to leave your house, Derek. You can just sit there and
do
it.
Well, that's great.
Right. It's going to be a fun weekend of hockey, and like I said, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be good, and we'll wait to find out where the Huskies and Bulldogs are ranked going into that weekend. I'm guessing both will be in a top five situation, so I know the buzz has been, two top 10 teams, but it very well could be two top five teams.
Well, it'll be interesting. I have a vote, they have 50 votes in the one poll, so I have a vote, and I'm looking Duluth right now probably to be in the top five, just the way things have shaken out and some teams losing, and Duluth continues to play well and get it done. And it's a little bit like the committee watching the football games. You know, you watch Ohio State and how impressive they were, and all of a sudden they're jumping past people. Well, you know, I'm watching Duluth going, wow. They laid it on Colorado College 7-2 pretty good on Saturday. And I'm watching that team going, wow, and I'm looking at the stats and everything else. And you know what, I don't know how many teams are better than they are right now, so I'm sure I'll have them, if not my top five right there.
You see Colorado College turning things around?
Yeah, I do. They've gotten better since the start of the year. You know, they had them on the verge, I think, on Friday night. CC had Duluth on the, on verge of beating them. I thought they played well, and even Saturday's game, they hung around for a while, even though it was 3-0, but, they got, I think they got it back to 4-2 there at one point, and thought they might have a chance. But they've got some good players, new coaching staff and whatnot. So, but there's no easy weekends, and it's just going to take one weekend for them to hopefully get it going and get over the hump. But I continue to see the improvement, new coaching staff, coming from the pro hockey side of things, and now into college. And the game is different. You're dealing with different athletes and whatnot, but different style of play. So. It's going to take him a little while to get his stamp on that.
I always had such a respect for Coach Scott Owens and what he did at Colorado College. I know he came into a pretty good situation after Don Lucia left there, but what is he doing now? I haven't even checked up on him.
Yeah, Scott just remained out in the Colorado Springs area, and he's just looking at some possibilities, whether he wants to get back into hockey. So I think he just want to take this year off and just sit back and not jump into anything. So, he's hinted that, he might like to get back into it. And then at the same time, he's hinted, maybe this is enough too. Yeah. So I think if the right opportunity were to arise, I think Scott might look at it. So good coach, did a fantastic job out at Colorado College. And, real good person too, real good guy, real good hockey guy. So always enjoyed my time with him. And it'll be interesting. I don't think this is the last we've heard of him.
Next to you, the best hair in college hockey coaching.
Well, I don't know. I thought that was my buddy Don Lucia who had the best hair down at college hockey, but Scotty had a he's not going to be going bald anytime soon.
No, he's got a nice head of hair.
But like I said, great guy, great wife, good family, and a real good hockey guy. That's the thing, just a good hockey person.
All right, we'll talk more with Coach Pearson when we return. Questions are coming in that he will be answering later on in the show here on Mix 93. Here is the email address, dj@themix93.com. dj@themix93.com. We'll talk a little bit about the World Juniors and what Coach is thinking about some of the players from other teams that might be part of that team, and much, much more to come. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show exclusively on Mix 93.
Along with the 12 days of Christmas, the folks at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet celebrate the 12 packs of Christmas. All 12 packs of bottled beer on sale. 12 packs, cans of Pepsi products, 2 for $8. Coke and 7-Up 2-liter products, 4 for $5. Mountain Dew 20 ounces, 2 for $2.22. Stay Amped Up 32-ounce Powerades, only 10 for $10. Don't forget, for special holiday cheer, check out Bucko's Wine and Champagne Department. Keep things cool with nice ice. 4 bags for $5. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
Holy Brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger, stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Got a question for Coach Pearson? Email it to me, dj@themix93.com. Coach Pearson will be answering those questions in just a little bit. World Juniors coming up. Coach, is always a fun time of year and a little scary time of year for some college hockey teams because, you know, if you have a good young talent, there's always a chance he might be picked up by the World Junior teams. And we had that happen a couple years ago with Blake Pietl and went on to win a gold medal. But your former coaching team, Michigan, I was reading up on the 5 guys that are going to be going to the camp trying out for that tournament. That's a lot of players.
Well, that is a lot of players, and as we were, you know, talking about off the air, I think one year I think we had 5 that weren't there at the tournament between Canada and the U.S. So that's a lot of guys to take off your team, and you know, still expect to go compete. But you know, this year they got I think 5 guys at the World Junior Camp. I think Boston College has 7, so I think those two lead all U.S. college teams, and it's difficult. But you know, looking at Michigan's roster, they're stacked. They get a lot of players there, and it seems like they always find a way to get guys in and do the job. So whether they have all 5 of those guys or none of them there or few of them, I mean, they'll still be ready to play in the GLI. It's such a big tournament, I know. Having been there, I mean, we used to put a lot of effort into that tournament. So, and they will, but still, it's a little unsettling to your team, even when we lost Blake. Just losing one guy sort of upsets the apple cart. So, but yeah, it's a great honor for those players. I know they're all excited, and they all want to make that team and represent the U.S. at the World Junior Team, which is for the top under 20 players in the world. It's really a showcase of great talent.
And it's one of the best versions of hockey I like as far as watching on TV. I love watching that level of hockey on TV. It's a little more open, obviously, than the National Hockey League, and there's a little bit more offensive play, it seems like. I just really enjoy watching it.
Well, it's good, and anytime you get, you know, nation against nation, you know, it adds some intrigue, and, you know, Canada's always got a good team. You know, the Russians are pretty good. The Swedish teams have come on. You know, Finland's got some good young players, so it really makes for an exciting tournament. And of course, the U.S. has come a long way from even when I was coaching the team, you know, back in whatever year that was, 98, I believe it was, 97. 97, actually, when we finished the highest we ever had at winning a silver medal there. But I really enjoyed the tournament, and, you know, and then I know the players really enjoy it. So being in Canada again this year in Toronto and Montreal, there's going to be a lot of interest, big crowds. So the players don't have to travel too far from North America, which I think is a huge advantage. But it's a big advantage for Canada, too. But it's going to be a great tournament, and we'll get a chance to watch some of those games. Unfortunately, we don't have any players.
I was going to ask you. I mean, obviously, we have some guys that would be great candidates for it. But
well, we have a couple, but, you know, I think that's, you know, it's harder for the U.S. guys. They established that U.S. national program, you know, downstate, and that was sort of going to be the feeder program for the World Junior, you know, where they take those 15, 16, 17-year-old players down there and start working with them, developing,